Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You know, Oscar, one of the greatest things about this show is there's the core. There's Mike, there's you, there's me,
yes.
And then there's Pony, and we usually have some interns.
Mm-hmm.
But what I love is our supporting characters.
Ooh.
And they stop by every once in a while. I'd say your buddy Todd,
yes.
Supporting character.
Tomo.
Rob and Joe, great characters on the show. And someone who hasn't been by in a while, one of our four-legged friends, it's Frankie.
Oh, my God, he's sweating.
And smiling.
I was late. I had to lick myself.
That's a good way to spend the morning.
Frankie, mm-hmm. You got a nice glow about you. How are you living in Florida?
Buenos dias, buenas noches. How you all doing?
Can I do a proper intro for you? Because we have a new listener. They don't know who
go
you
ahead.
Are.
That's okay. Yeah,
ladies and gentlemen, this is Mike O'Mara's dog, I would say number two. Because
yes.
He came after Beluga.
What do you mean, number two? What are you talking about, number two?
But you're shooting
up
with a bullet.
Number two. Come on. No. I'm a numero uno.
Okay.
I'm numero uno.
Canine number one. This is Chihuahua. Frankie O'Mara. Hello, Francis.
Buenos dias. Buenos dias. Yes.
What?
Hello. 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 Why you sound different than I did in the show before? Why is that sound like... That sound, you know what I mean? Do you get it that? I get that, you know?
You sound good.
We're not getting that on our end.
Oh, you get the pure Frankie?
Pure Frankie. Mm-hmm. Pure Frankie.
There's no wrong with the telephone line here?
No.
You didn't pee on the equipment, did you?
No, I didn't pee on the equipment.
And speaking of number two, any of that?
I brought new music for you. I brought Oscar's new theme song. I brought it in my new show.
Oh, you're doing like some show research behind the scenes?
Yeah, I got some. I got a brand new pouch for Oscar, and he's got his new theme song and a key. And I brought the whole band in. Come on, boys, come on in right now.
Oh,
yeah,
the whole band is here.
And you, Okay, there's
what
one.
What band is this?
There's Carlos. Hey, there's Diego. How you doing? Okay, there's a Hector.
Gotta be a Jose.
I'm high fiving them. Okay, boys, hit the music now. Go! There we go. Listen up.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Hey, Oscar, I sent this one out to you because this is beautiful music, even though you're not from Mexico.
Frankie, at least turn down the stereo.
Oh, no, it's a live band. Oh, he's singing.
The mariachis.
I love the guy with the big guitar.
Look, the Santanas are known to hire a mariachi band. We've done that in the past. Property values have come down. They've been marching down old Cashel Road. But I figure in Florida, it's much cheaper. Oh, see you later. I mean, it's beautiful.
The guy with the big guitar, that was great. Love him. And the matching outfits.
How much do they cost?
Mr. O'Mara was walking outside the studio and he was telling Frankie, he said he doesn't want to do a f***ing sound check anymore. It exhausts him, okay? Because it's so hard to do. It's so hard to do. I swear to God. Now I know what Madonna went through when she did her tour, man.
Yeah, I don't imagine.
I swear to God.
Back in the day.
Yeah. You know, after all this, I got to say... formal apologies go out to Miss Carla. Okay?
Oh, no.
Well, normally you get along so well with her.
The other night I drank too much water, and unfortunately I peed on Carla.
Oh, no.
I peed on Carla, and then I peed on the floor, and then she kicked me off the bed. And last night she said I can no more come on the bed at all. How's it sound? Does it sound okay?
Left or right foot? You sound great, yes.
Is it really?
Frankie, you sound great.
I'm so paranoid about this bit.
Don't
right
be
now.
Paranoid, Frankie.
I get an idea. Why don't we just start the f***ing show? How about that? Can we do that?
We can
I'm
do
so
that.
I'm so sick of this goddamn I swear to f***ing Christ. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Do you need to get fit? Fitter? More flexible or add less fatter?
then join the Butterfield Discount Gymnasium. My gymnasium is absolutely half full with state-of-the-art equipment, with everything you need to get healthier and fitter, except water. Becoming a member of the Butterfield Discount Gymnasium just couldn't be easier. All you need are 7 different forms of identification, a list of all your relatives dating back 625 years, a letter from your milkman, and exactly £4 in 50p pieces. And remember, please bring a coat. We don't have any central heating in the gymnasium, so you will get cold. Guaranteed. Once you've signed up, we'll give you your membership card. Oh, hang on, this isn't you. And every new member will receive this free sports bag. K-Ring.
What can I keep in that?
Anything you want. It's up to you. The Butterfield Discount Gymnasium. Join now.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Coming to you live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. On the air and online worldwide, the Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it, and if you're here, you do too. You can call us anytime, and we may answer you at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-MORE. I'm sorry, 888-920-6673.
Not Todd Moore.
No.
Moore.
10.
M-O-R-E.
Our show today is brought to you by Pro Flowers. Mother's Day is this Sunday. Only XX days away.
5 days, Mike. Only 5 days.
Mm.
Should have put that in the copy, even though I knew it was 5 days. Moms have always been the experts on everything. They know it all. In fact, the only thing you can't get mom's expert advice about is what to get her for Mother's Day. Not to worry, my friend, because you'll look like an expert on Mother's Day when you use Pro Flowers. And I want to say a big hello to Joel Rosenbaum.
Oh, good guy.
And Rob Burnham, who were nice enough to share with me that they got Pro Flowers for their mamos. You can get mom 100 blooms with a free glass vase for only $19.99 plus shipping and handling. And you can upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for $9.99 more. Just go to proflowers.com, use the code TMOS. Pro Flowers are guaranteed to be fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days or your money back. No guesswork. Just choose the delivery date, and Pro Flowers takes care of all the details. It's guaranteed, and it's a no-brainer. Here is the only way to get 100 blooms with a free glass vase, starting at just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right-hand corner, and type in TMOS. Remember, proflowers.com, click the mic, and type in TMOS. Time is running out. Mother's Day is this coming weekend. Order today. This offer expires Friday at midnight. And for Messrs. Rosenbaum and Burnham, I will tell you, you know, it really does make a difference to me when people support our advertisers.
Very cool.
And let
oh,
me know that that they're using Pro Flowers. And that was very nice of those guys to do that. And I'm going to be more diligent in making sure that I share with you, the listeners, that are
That's
really
cool.
pulling their weight and doing that. Now, the beginning of the show. I am as guilty of this as anyone. I have created an atmosphere sometimes where bad news is withheld from me, even when it comes to the slightest change in audio. Okay. So this is the way, just a little peek behind the curtain, the way my process works.
Yes.
I come up with an idea, and it's the fun part of what I do, where I do a little character.
It's a workshop.
And then we do a sound check. And then Oscar arrives, and we do another sound check because the guys that did the sound check with me didn't tell me that there was a problem with the sound. That happens to me 40 times a year.
And it's not fair to you.
It's
not
no,
fair.
It's true. And it's cumulative because I was fine. I was really, really fine until we got into the bit and the heads were on swivels.
It's
and
not
it was
fair
just,
to you, Mike.
Was,
and
I just,
and
it's
I will,
so hard to do.
And
it's
I will,
a Frankie cussed up a storm.
I will work to be here for that air check.
Sound check.
It's just, it's the sound check.
Oh, I thought we were doing air check.
And so, you know, we've got a lot of digital stuff
digital.
That's new in here. And so, Frankie, I have to apologize for Frankie's potty mouth. That was just so
Frankie
so
was frustrated.
Mm-hmm. But for me, Frankie was... here, let me explain Frankie.
Please.
If I can talk about Frankie.
Tell us about
please.
Frankie.
Frankie came in today ready to go, yeah. ready for bear. Really was just chuckling with Frankie. Actually, we had a little extra time, so Frankie not only took his kid to school today, but he
I didn't realize he had a kid.
No, he was able to linger over a brand new little piece of music that I think we played before, but it was funny, and he got it in there, and then he tested that music out with everybody that was here, and everything was fine. In fact, there were some adjustments made, and then the music was too loud when he played it, and that wasn't told to Frankie. So Frankie finally just said,
Frankie,
I'd love to stay.
Yeah.
I'd love to be funny, but it's thrown out the window. Yeah.
And, you can't be funny when you can't be heard.
That's right. That's very difficult. So I asked Frankie to give me this music, and now I'm going to play it once again because I turned it way down. It was very, very loud. Now tell me.
All right.
And Oscar, you don't have to do this. This is for Mr. Bloom and Spiewak.
I'll step away.
Tell me if this music is too loud.
It's perfect.
Hard answer, isn't it?
No,
why is it so difficult?
Because there's two things at play here. It's perfect for hearing, but not if you're talking over it.
Right. Can I come back?
Oh. Now I'm talking.
See,
I turned it down.
That's better, but I didn't know if you were going to play it as a song or as something that you would talk over.
Yeah.
If I play it now, you can't hear me because it's too loud.
It's too loud for talking over, yeah.
Let me tag in.
Yes, go ahead. I know you're chomping at the bit, too.
Well, I'm going to say...
I hate it when we do our technical shows.
I'm going
to
say this
really hate it when
to
I do
Frankie.
It.
Yeah. Frankie has a lot on his plate because he's got to set the table for the show, right?
Yeah.
Especially, I mean, really, it's been a long time since he's been on the program. He's probably excited about it.
Sure.
Wants to, like, really get
he wants
in
to
there.
Kill it.
Well,
and
Frankie
kill.
Was the one that kicked Mike O'Mara in the ass and said, get that little vocal, that $13 vocal processor. Hooked back up again, and you know it was interesting. I don't know what his problem was, but you know,
Frankie,
he's a taskmaster.
You're not the weak link. You're not the weak link. We're the weak link. Oh, he's back.
How you doing? How's this sound?
Oh, you sound
hey, Frankie.
Frankie, you sound great. That's sorry okay. about earlier.
Okay, that's okay. I just wanted to play the music again. La da da
da. Oh, that's nice.
Does that sound okay?
Yeah, you gotta speak a little louder, Frankie.
There you go. All right, so enough.
Show me some tail.
Just little fun little things that you try to do.
It's the little things, Mike.
It is.
That make the big things.
Tiny little things, and that's all, anyway.
You just
so it's cumulative.
You want the sprockets to work.
I want the sprockets to
all
work.
All eight cylinders. Yes. I understand.
Yes. I do. And
we'll be there.
Yes, I understand. So
one day.
Anyway, one day.
In God, the very near future.
God willing. God willing. Yeah. I'm just saying Frankie really, really showed up to work. Like he really
Frankie
did.
Showed up.
Yes,
he's ready to go.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Then Frankie had. I'm just embarrassed.
Frankie
had that horrible an attitude.
Yeah.
At
well,
beginning.
No wonder he's peeing everywhere.
He's incontinent.
Very frustrating. Very, very, very frustrating. So, you know what? Oscar was talking about the fact that he had a late night. We're going to get to Oscar's moving in with his mom and his new domicile.
2 hours of sleep, Mike. 2 hours.
Shannon breaking the washing machine. and, you know, I we might as well dive right into that because let me ask it. There has always been, when you've told the stories about Shannon and your delightful mom, who I love having on the show, especially when I'm Larry King.
you make her
God
year.
God forbid we
every
do Larry
year.
King through a processor. But anyway, the thing is, the relationship that she has with your mother, which is, I think, any son that brings a woman into the mom's world, there's always that. They're mothers and daughters-in-law that get along famously. They're mothers and daughters-in-law that actually probably have to put a little effort in.
She still needs to call my mom Mrs. Ceballos.
Really?
Yes.
That's your mom's request?
She needs to call
my
her
mom,
that.
My mom requests that. So,
are you serious about that?
Yes, and my dad is Dr. Ceballos.
Wow. Yes. Will that change when you get the ring on her finger?
Well, I will say that my brother's wife and my sister's husband say Mrs. Ceballos and Dr. Ceballos.
Wow. Yeah. That level now, is that
it's
a...
formal.
It's a level of cultural
respect.
Formality that is...
Respect, Mike.
Expected.
We can't call her Yoli.
Well, you know, I have the utmost
Mrs. Ceballos.
The utmost respect for my mom when my mother-in-law was alive, and for my father-in-law, and I think Carrie has the utmost respect for my parents.
Right.
But that seems a little 19th century to me.
It's a bit much. They're foreigners.
But I mean, I respect cultural differences. That's cool. If it's a cultural thing, that's fine.
I still call her parents by Mr. and Mrs.
And you know what? I still go back, when I used to go back to my hometown.
Right.
They're all dead now, but I would.
but when you visit them in the cemetery.
No, I'd say Mr. McCabe. And by the way, the funniest line, Mr. McCabe, who had the greatest laugh. And I got to see at my mom's funeral, I got to see his daughter, Marcia.
Okay.
Which was, had to be 40 years.
Wow.
Since I'd seen her. And so I was there and I told a story about her father, who was Ed McCabe, and Ed McCabe was one of my
dad's great name.
Best friends. Mm-hmm. Ed McCabe.
Ed
McCabe.
Was he a car dealer? Sounds like a car dealer name.
He was in the furniture business. He was in the office furniture biz, and he had the most distinctive laugh. That was back in the 60s, guys, when we would have cocktail party after cocktail
party.
Sure, yeah. It was the era of
the
Mad
heyday.
Men. So Michael would be sent upstairs to watch PT-109 in black and white on TV.
Meaning you. Yeah.
While the smoking and drinking would begin in earnest downstairs. And the only thing, and my parents would have some parties. They would have decent-sized parties, and you would hear the din. Yeah. And the only person that I could hear, and I did this for Marcia, and I think she was amused by it because he's long gone, was Ed McCabe's laugh, which is exactly, this is one of my early impressions. He would laugh like this. You would hear, I'm hearing this downstairs.
Sure,
and then I would hear. Then I would hear.
I love laughs like that. They're contagious.
And his laugh was so, and he was funny to start with, but he had that laugh.
That's
and then
great.
One of the last interactions, maybe the last interaction I had with Mr. McCabe, which is what I referred to him, is from another era.
Yeah.
Do you, Oscar, you don't remember this. Rob May, when my mom jumped out of the car at the top of our driveway in Glastonbury, Connecticut, and did not put it in park.
The
car started to roll backwards. And my mom, at 80 years of age, as opposed to being, just standing back and going, oh, my God, what have I done? She decides she's going to be Steve Austin and decides to jump into the car.
Oh, no.
The door knocks her down, and one of the tires rolled over her shoulder.
I remember this.
The fact that she wasn't killed is a miracle. I lived down in a little berm from the top of the hill. You'd go down a short driveway to the bottom. So the road next to my house was kind of on a hill.
Yeah.
And there were houses in one valley, houses in another valley. When the car rolled over her shoulder, it turned down the hill, went over the bank, and down almost to a little brook that we have. We live in a hilly town where I live. And so I flew up to Connecticut to see my mom, to see how she was recouping, and she was fine. She pulled through that very well. And I see Mr. McCabe, and he's on the street, and I said, oh, hi, Mr. McCabe. How are you? He said, hey, Mike, how are you? It's good to see you, Michael. That's great. How's your mother doing? Oh, she's fine. It was a little scary because he said, I came home Saturday afternoon, and I look, and I see there's a car in the middle of the ditch down across the street, and I said to my wife, Mike's home. that was the last thing.
As an adult, that's cool that he did
formality.
Shit with you.
But I do believe there is a difference there because you know what? In your mind, Mr. McCabe exists as he existed 40 years prior. It's similar to when people in my family that I see every 5-10 years, they still call me Robbie because they've not seen me, sort of grow up.
Yes.
They remember me as a little kid. But you are dealing with
Robbie the board op.
Yeah, it's Robbie the board op. Right. Robbie the deaf board op. Mike O'Mara's favorite deaf board op.
Hey, if we can get
is
it an audiologist? I'm not sure exactly what the doctor is, but I know one, a family friend. If we could get one in here,
I'll
air?
I'll go one step further.
Yeah.
If Rob needs them, I'll get them.
Okay.
Hearing aids?
I know I need them.
Okay.
I know I need
if
them.
If I can get her in here, she's very attractive as well. You might like that as well.
Would you be willing to take a hearing
Absolutely.
Test?
What do you think the damage is really?
I'd say like Thursday.
No. What do you
what
think?
What did you say? I didn't
What
hear
do
him.
You think the damning? The damning.
You know, God love him. See, this is where
always
I love
dancing.
Him. I hate him with the board op. I love him with that. Because
oh, yeah.
he still
wit.
Keeps the comedy
the
gene. He keeps the comedy yes. thing going strong. That's what saved him for how many years we've been together? How many years?
It ends today. So 24 years in April.
This is good.
Oh, you know what? I didn't even observe the date this year. April 3rd was our 24th year together.
Oh,
you joined us on April 3rd?
April 3rd was my first day as an intern tryout on 1992.
So you've been with me how long?
24 years. Nearly a quarter of a century.
That's cool.
You can't do anything to him.
No.
And there's nothing. You can't do anything
to him. No, but we can get
No,
we
absolutely.
Can get his ears checked. No.
That's right.
I will say that. First of all, I can't drive 3 blocks down here without seeing Zounds or hearing aid store or all these different. It's one of the places, Zounds, that they have down here.
I know.
I would be willing to do it if you would do it. Do you really think that that is what? But the thing, Rob and I both have this deal. As far as work goes, it's not relevant because of the. Headphones.
I think the frequencies, some of the frequencies are gone.
I have to think that, you know, that's what happened with my dad. He lost his middle range.
Yes.
So maybe I do have trouble. I don't know.
I've thrown his headphones on, and, you know, if I'm comparing your mics to Rob, when they've been at full blast, yours are loud. His are even louder than yours were.
His are louder than mine.
They're louder.
You know what? Do you remember, Rob, when Don and Buzz and me, we all had an audiologist come in.
Right.
And I would listen to, we did this bit 100 years ago.
Yeah, like towards the beginning of my internship.
Oh, wow. I would hear Buzz's headphones and Don's. You could hear them halfway down the hallway. And I had a bit of a swagger saying, hey, bring the audiologist in here. No problem at all. Because I'm like, I'm going to kick ass on this.
Right.
Yes. And we got done with it. And guess who had the worst hearing of the three? Hi.
No.
Yours truly. And that was at least 25 years ago.
Yeah, it was about 25 years ago. But I'll tell you this, Oscar. I the years that I lived in the studio as an in-studio producer for the Don and Mike show, I followed the show not by wearing headphones, but from Don's headphone bleed.
Oh, my God.
I could hear callers. I could hear sound effects. I could hear music.
Wow.
Bed. That's how loud he ran his headphones.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
For I mean, true. I wear mine loud, you know.
Hello?
Can't hear
that. Oh, yeah. We heard it.
Maybe that's
why you liked those particular brand of headphones better than others. Maybe they have a better middle range because they feature the range that you're losing.
Well, the point I'm trying to make here is that hearing aids, which is what we're talking about now. And by the way, just add it to my list.
Sure.
Add it to my falling apart list.
Well, I think you're 3 surgeries away.
Happened to my father. I was cussing my father out last night. God rest his soul. I was saying, everything, yeah, got everything, Dad. Everything you had from your soft, overbred Irish body. Everything you had, I had.
But aren't
every
you like-
single thing. My mom, I swear to God, my mom could have been, she seriously was Donna Reed, only fitter. She was in better shape, and she lived strongly till 95, and she looked great. And right up to the end, she was fine. My dad, you look at his family tree. You know what his family tree is? Play-Doh. I swear to God, you see a picture of my paternal grandfather, my father's father.
What's your
mom? Put the butter on the donuts.
What's your mother's side like?
My mother's side, lean, mean fight machines. You know what? God love Carla. Carla, my son, I look at my son's little body. I look at his little rrr, body, and I'm like, this kid is all he's got that you can tell
he's
by
athletic.
The symmetry already. Thank God he is not gay. He might look like me a little bit in the face.
He does.
He might have the blue eyes, but I think he, you know, you don't know just yet, but he looks to me to have Carla's stock, you know, down in the coal mines.
It's eerie. It's eerie how much you can reflect your father. Because you know that we have the same design flaw in our neck and back, and we didn't know about it for like 20 years. And I'll say,
What's the design flaw?
It's funny. I was actually talking with my cousin, my dad's twin, my dad, and me. We were all in a kitchen at a family get-together. Mm-hmm. And it came up about something about a stiff neck. I said, do you ever get like a weird feeling in these three fingers? And everyone said, Yeah.
Mm.
And it's because
diabetes.
It's not diabetes. That one I've dodged so far. But it is, you get.
What time is it? I'm sorry. No, go ahead.
If you get your neck extraordinarily tight, it's usually only you can fix it by going to a chiropractor. But it will pinch, and we all get the same tingling sensation in our fingers due to our neck.
Do you sleep on your side, back, or stomach?
Side. I think we're all side sleepers. We all talked about that.
Yeah,
and also, my father and I have the identical reactions to the identical allergens in the air.
Oh.
I'll call him. I'll say, eyes and forehead. And he'll go, yeah, today, eyes and forehead.
Quitting my job today.
Yeah, it's just. but it is. Isn't it weird how.
Isn't it summer?
That you can look forward to your dad and see what you're, you know, what you're likely to get. It's scary. It's
he remembers things. Rob's dad, usually when summer is upon us, that's when he normally makes a little pivot.
You know what? I don't see it this summer, and let me tell you why. Because he's working for a company that has no real office where he's at. So his office is wherever he is.
Telecommute.
Yeah, so he's a telecommuter.
Oh, that's a win. It's a win.
It's a good situation for him.
It's a wonderful thing.
And a great situation for his company because he's a great worker.
And HBS pinup of the day.
That's pretty strong. There was one leaning over like a pool table.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know.
You know the one with her legs crossed,
right? I took a double gander. I said, is anybody around?
No, I'm not doing that.
What?
I'll be in enough trouble by the end of the
week. Yeah, don't get yourself in trouble.
Rare is the pinup where I'm just kind of curious about the name of the model and
that's the bunny trail. I've done that.
Oh,
yeah. You can take the image.
The bunny trail.
Instead of the name, you take the image and slide it into Google image search, and then it'll give you the treasure trove you're looking for.
Exactly, including some of her other work.
Yes.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Like she might have done some black and whites, maybe some tasteful nudes.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Maybe she's made some independent motion pictures.
You learned something every day on the Mike
O'Meara Show. I learned that on the show Catfish.
Wow. The image search?
Yeah, they love doing it.
Oh, my God. I am so incredibly happy about that.
So
we have that before. Didn't you play that one time before?
I've never played that. I think that's one of your own.
I think you've had them before because every time you mention mariachis or my family, I have to remind you that I'm not from Mexico.
I know.
Speaking of family.
Where are you from?
Bolivia.
Same thing.
The Mrs. All right,
we're gonna take
and
a
doctor.
Break. Oscar has moved. Have you officially moved into mom's house?
I've been there for 2 days and they haven't been.
Happy days?
They're not happy days.
Oh, yeah. We will explore the new living situation with Oscar Santana and Shannon breaking the washing machine. For Mrs. Santana's washing machine. Mrs. Zabalios' washing machine. When we come back on the Mike O'Meara audio show. Doing it
naturally. Hello, friend. I'm Courtney Nance. Yes, I'm the lucky girl who's married to legendary sportscaster Jim Nance. Or as I call him, Jimmy. We have a marriage like no other. That's why, when we take the NetJet to the azalea-lined fairways of Augusta every spring, there's a ritual I always perform on the last day of the Masters. After I burn Jimmy's toast, black as a thousand midnights, I gather up Finley and Jameson and set out on a contemplative, even prayerful walk. And when I get to Amen Corner, I get down on my pretty dimpled knees on that emerald green dog leg left, and I say thanks to the big guy upstairs for giving me my Jimmy. If you'd like to be as happy as I am, well, sorry, girls. He's taken. Seriously. Back off. Instead, I suggest subscribing to the Mike O'Meara Bonus Show. Sure, it's a little bawdy. The boys sometimes step over the line. Way over. And I don't have a sense of humor. Neither does Jimmy. But people who do tell us it's fun. So take it from me, Courtney Nance. It's a podcast for the ages.
That's fantastic.
Nice. Well done.
That's one and done. That's one and done, but that's good.
Hats off to Brad Lemley. Thanks for sending that along, Brad.
Oh,
good job.
That's great. I love our listeners doing stuff like that. What a treat. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by AT&T Digital Life. Have you ever left your house in a rush and later thought, Did I lock the front door? Did I turn off the iron? Is the garage door open? Are there lemurs attacking my home and my pets?
Hate the lemurs.
Well, you can forget about the what-ifs because AT&T Digital Life means you can be more in control of your home and you can do it even when you're away. AT&T Digital Life is smart home security. For example, did your kids forget their house key? You can unlock your door remotely from your smartphone using the Digital Life app or check your pets with the indoor camera, even adjust your thermostat on the go, so much more. Today, stay connected with your home from anywhere using your iPhone, your phone, your tablet, your PC with the Digital Life app. Plus, with indoor and outdoor cameras, motion sensors, remote lighting access, even smoke detectors, you're always going to be in control. Face it. We're all control freaks, so stay in control with AT&T Digital Life. You can enjoy more freedom, convenience, and flexibility with a safer, smarter home, and it's easy and affordable. Learn more at att.com/DLTMOS. That's att.com/DLTMOS. Get AT&T Digital Life and stop asking what if. Available in limited areas in select markets. 2-year security agreement required. Camera, door, and thermostat functions each require a separate package and agreement. Early termination, equipment, and other fees. Monthly service and other charges and restrictions apply. See att.com/DL disclaimers for details, including license information.
We're back.
I'm replacing it. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are in a state of transition for one of our primary players here. Oscar Santana has been not only busy with the MBA program and busy with his 14 podcasts that he does, but he's also changing residences and planning on a move. Which how far away from the studio? It'd be about 5 minutes from the studio.
Yeah.
Where you?
Is it
you are
closer than your current residence?
No,
about the same.
It's about the same.
Okay.
About the same.
So he's moving downtown. He's moving down to Georgetown. And, you know, you've been dealing with this with all your transferring of your drug money and different
yes.
things that
the international wires.
And it didn't come in enough time where he could rent his current place, move into his new place. He has a transition period, and that's why he has been forced by his circumstances to move back in with his mamo. And,
yes.
You have moved in with your lovely bride to be Shannon.
Yes,
and you're at
his fiance.
You're with your fiance at the only home now. Is
yes.
that correct?
And right, two houses down from Johnny Kicksawville.
Okay, and Johnny still lives there.
Yes,
correct.
His whole family. Mm-hmm.
Johnny, who has of all the junkies, it's just my opinion. I could be totally wrong. Will probably be the wealthiest 25 years from now.
Yeah,
because I think he's got every single nickel that he ever had.
He's a responsible guy.
He did not succumb to the glitzy, flashy lifestyle of a
fast
morning radio personality.
Fast cars,
right.
fast women. No, he's right. a good family man.
Exactly. You know, and to be honest, he's followed closely by Eric Bickle, who I just love watching his kids grow up online mm-hmm. when I see the pictures.
That's cool.
And then there's Lurch and JP. And, they basically got the Mike O'Mara book and said, we'll do it this way. But anyway, so that probably didn't work that well.
They don't look like big readers to me.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. Anyway, so you've moved back into Olney, and how's it going?
Okay, so just to preface, my mom is a taskmaster, much like I am, right?
Right.
And I mentioned to Shannon, I said, the sleeping in bit that we've been doing isn't going to fly with my mom because she wakes up at 6 a.m. every day like clockwork.
So I'm going to pick this apart step by step because
yes.
I like to know because we don't do this often enough and I want to
no
make
problem.
Sure we get it right. When you say the sleeping in bit, you get up to slay the dragon, and we tape this show in the morning. Sometimes you do a workout before.
Yes.
What is her average awakening time in the morning?
So if she's got an early class to teach, she will leave early.
Okay.
To teach
okay.
a class before I do. But as of late, she gets the noon classes. So that would mean that she has some admin work for her yoga studio that she takes care of because she's the
right.
the operator there.
Yeah, I'm waiting for a number here.
Yeah, I would say 9:30-ish.
Ooh, now here's a question.
Wow.
Because
wow,
this
that's
requires
pretty late.
This requires a little bit of dissection even further. Does she awake at 9:30 or does she rise at 9:30?
I think she, much like a salamander, she's got to get on her proverbial rock and let the sun warm her up before she can move.
Okay.
So the eyes open at 9:30, yes. And then she maybe trundles out around 10-ish, perhaps, to get her day started.
It depends how warm the rock is, Mike.
That's a,
he speaks in really flawed analogies.
I know. It's difficult when he's trying to use the English language, but I will tell you this. I hear this as someone with a three-year-old, soon-to-be three-year-old, who gets up at, I slept in today because it was Carla's day, and I walked out into my kitchen at 6:50.
That's a sleep in.
Yeah. That was a sleep in for me today. I was allowed to sleep in. It was terrific. Yeah. So she's doing this at 10 o'clock. What time is Mrs. Santana's rally time normally?
Mother Santana.
So Mother Santana wakes
Mother
up.
Mother Santana.
At,
yes.
She starts stirring at 5:30. Wheels up at 6.
Okay. Yeah. Which and really older people. That doesn't change.
No,
and
they require less sleep as you get older.
Yeah, for our interns and anybody, say, in their 19 to 25-year-old range, and you're thinking that, oh, we had a great time, and we got up at 11 o'clock. As you age, it's going to get earlier and earlier, and then by the time your kids are grown, in my case it doesn't apply, but the average family, when your kids are grown, and you can lollygag and do what you want in retirement, your body clock will not allow you to sleep past.
It's a cruel trick, really.
Yes,
it
really
is a very cruel trick.
Old people get up very early.
And
that's
Julia, being a teenager now, she sleeps always. And
prime sleeping would be, I'd say, 15 through 21.
And you need a crowbar to get her out of bed. Yeah,
right. That's the sweet spot of sleeping, and I think it's biological. I think you need that sleep.
My parents didn't know that. They didn't let it happen. Oh, you want to sleep in? No way.
Shannon is in her mid to late 20s now.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
She is
15.
She's 29.
She's 29.
Okay.
Okay, she is...
She's an adult.
But she's still... I remember when I was in my 20s, even into my probably early 30s, I could knock out a good sleep. I could do it. You know?
And you know what? I remember being able to, like, if you were on some sort of schedule, when you would sort of automatically wake up at 7:30 or 8 to check the clock. But if you're in your 20s, you can look at the clock and say, oh, look, it's 8:30 on a Saturday, and you're out until noon.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you can go right back to where you are.
I would wake up sometimes in my early 30s, I think back to it, and I would wake up like at 11 o'clock, and I would lean over and say to the person, whoever that happened to be next to me, I would say, where's my car? Anyway, that's the way. So she sleeps in. That's the point we're trying to
make here. And I said, while we're staying in Olney, this bit has to probably be maintained so my mom does not get upset with us.
What time would Shannon have to be up and like cooking your mother breakfast?
Well, she's not cooking my mother breakfast. She's got to look like she is doing something with her day that's productive, because my parents really get upset if you're
breakfast is productive.
Well, I mean, I said
to be of use. You want to be
I
of
said
use.
Your best play is to have your laptop in your hand and have a bowl of cereal raring to go no later than 6:30 a.m.
Ooh, 6:30 is a lot different than 9:30.
It is.
Yeah.
I love detail. What are the cereals that are kept in the
Zabalio's
home?
Only has the cornflakes that Kellogg's makes.
Yeah, L. Kellogg's.
Our go-to as a young man was Product 19.
Do they even still make that?
Oh, I loved Product 19. Yeah. My grandmother had that. Product 19 was, I enjoyed it. It was the competing cereal for Special K.
Yeah, what was
Total.
Total.
It was Total and Product 19. It was the competing cereal.
Because 19 indicated that there was 19 nutrients in it, I think.
Which is bullcrap.
Yeah, that is not true.
All little Oscar knew was Product 19, so when he was on the playground, he'd talk about how great that cereal was.
Oh, and then they'd mock you because they enjoyed their honeycomb.
Yeah,
I was the tool.
Exactly.
So, yes, my mom still just carries the cornflakes, but Shannon went out of her way and got her own cereal and brought it to the home.
Well, they're showing some initiative. What type of berry nut harvest granola,
she knows she's got
yogos.
The palate of a 5-year-old, as she has Honey Smacks. She'll also have...
Oh, she doesn't look like a sugary cereal person, does she?
No, she does not. She's fit as a fiddle.
She'll be honey, the honey nut oats, something...
Honey Bunches of Oats.
Honey Bunches of Oats. That is a stellar cereal.
Yes.
That is one of my all-time favorite cereals, and a cereal that does not require any additional sugar.
And that's soy milk.
That's true.
That's soy milk that goes so well well with cereal.
Although a banana wouldn't kill you. Banana's always nice.
When, I don't eat a lot of breakfast cereal, but I tell you, when I don't eat a lot of breakfast cereal. Let me turn that off. I don't eat a lot of breakfast cereal, but when I do, I am a sugar junkie. I am big sugar.
I think that's why she likes it as well. So on Sunday night, I said, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Mike. I said, Ma, I said,
I've done that. Don't need extra sugar for that.
No, you don't. That's a perfect cereal.
I have been known to put sugar on Fruit Loops.
Oh, that's a bold move, man.
Yeah, it's twisted. It's a go ahead.
Double secret probation. Sunday night, I said to Shannon, look, I think my mom has like a full plate tomorrow, but she usually sleeps in on Mondays, from what I remember when I lived there.
Right.
And by sleep in, she might wake up at 8:30. Just letting you know.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's a good.
Yeah.
So
wake up on Monday morning because I'm commuting here. Sure. So I want to make sure I am not late. And I am up and raring to go.
How's that working for you? Go ahead. I'm sorry. All right, just go ahead. All right. Yes.
And I'm dressed. I've got all my books because I'm going to school in the afternoon.
His lunch pail. He's got the leather strap on
and
his books.
It's 6:15 in the morning. And I hear my mother coming down the stairs. And I said,
oh no.
I told Shannon 8:30.
Oh, no.
Very good chance Shannon thinks she's being tricked.
So Shannon doesn't
wake up.
She was coming
down early. That's scary. That's very scary.
Shannon doesn't wake up till 11:30.
Oh, no.
Because she fell back asleep when the 8:30 alarm went off.
11:30 is noon. Yes. I don't care. If it's after 11 o'clock, you're sleeping till
Rule
noon.
Of thumb, if you are not up in time for The Price is Right, you've blown it.
So I had some voicemails when we were done with the program.
She's coming downstairs and I'm going to sleep till 11:30.
All right.
I had some voicemails that my mom was concerned that Shannon was sick.
Now, let me ask this before we're going to continue this because I want to go. We have to go to break, but I will tell you, when she sends you those text messages about she's concerned that she's
No. These were voicemails. My mom doesn't
voicemail.
Text, yes.
Is your mom being passive aggressive or is she legitimately concerned
she's
that Shannon might be
She's being passive aggressive.
Yes, she's just yeah. She wants you to know that Shannon is just like
still sleeping.
Lazing her day away.
Yeah. Son's dime. Yeah.
Are you still planning on marrying this girl, Oscar? Is she still in the house? Haven't heard from her today.
We'll take a break. Maybe when we come back. More of this love fest that is, this is what I like to call the marriage test at from Only Maryland when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
My lady love, with love that's tender as a baby's touch.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Mailing and shipping can be such a headache. Face it. Going to the post office really, really is not fun.
The worst.
It takes too much time. Everybody's in a bad mood. They can't find a parking space. The lines are too long. I don't like looking at people with their nasty-ass packages. Mm. I don't like watching people stand in line anyway. Well, there's a better way, and you should take advantage of it. It's called Stamps.com. It's the better way to buy postage. Stamps.com gives you the postage you need the minute you need it, and you can do it right at your own
desk. No more lines.
It's the future. Sorry. It's the way people should do everything. Use your own computer and your printer to buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package. Stamps.com is a fraction of the cost of one of those expensive postage meters, and you will get special postage discounts that you can't even get at the post office. Save at least 50% compared to a postage meter and avoid those time-destroying trips to the post office. Those soul-crushing trips. It's terrible. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. When you use our code, you get the special offer. It's a 4-week trial plus a $110 bonus offer that includes postage and a digital scale. All you have to do is click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com and TMOS. You will never have to go to the post office again. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are talking with Oscar about his living situation and how it's going, and only 2 days and drama has ensued. Shannon sleeping till noon. Your mother a little concerned about this. How do they get along? Do they like each other?
Like in a social situation?
Yes, absolutely. When they're hanging out, so she's very courteous to my mother. She says, "Mrs. Ceballos, would you like another glass of water?" Mm-hmm. Mrs. Ceballos, do you need anything around the house? Which I appreciate. That's mm-hmm. what I do, clearly.
Right.
And I I got that voicemail after the show was over, and I called Shannon, and she says, I actually have been up since 9:30, but I'm hiding out in here because...
Yeah, she's saying you told her that, kind of to hide
no,
in your
room.
No,
I told her to show her face.
Oh. And then maybe she could go back
to the
room.
Yeah, maybe
she
could slink back into the sleeping bag, right?
Oh, so she just doesn't even want to have any contact.
Well, no, she just... My mom's very particular about being very particular, so... I said... Let's not maximize the risk of any blowback.
Sure.
You just keep your head low, right? And she answers the phone in a panic, and I am now on my way back to the home.
Shannon panicked.
Yes.
Okay.
Because I had forgotten one of my textbooks.
All right.
Because I had to go to the University of Maryland. And I said, what's wrong? She says, I was using my oil. I call her hippie oil. The oil that
patchouli
makes
patchouli oil.
Something like that. Who knows what she's wearing these days.
Can I just say about Shannon, too? Because before we went to break, I just want to make it real clear. So she didn't really sleep till 11:30. She didn't come out of the room till 11:30.
Yes.
And she thought that was a wise play.
She was a wise play just to maybe avoid.
But also, Mike.
Hey, settle
it
down.
It should be said that 9:30
is my mama.
It's still too late.
Sorry about that. Yeah,
9:30 is still too late.
So she had realized that it was too late.
Right.
But then as she was gearing up to her day, she had bought a Costco size vat of this oil because I guess it's on sale and you can buy it in bulk.
What'd she do with the oil?
She makes her own little potions and mixes them up. And what better place to make the potions but on top of the brand new comforter that my mom put in my bedroom?
Is it a body oil?
It is a body oil.
Wow.
So what had happened as she was changing the oil at Jiffy Lube is that the comforter had been damaged because of all her
doings.
She spilled all over it.
And so as you know, Mike, a grease-based stain is tough.
Yeah.
Well, she's working with oil on a comforter, which
is just silly common sense.
Even I know enough about life and laundry to know that you don't want to do that.
Mike O'Mara's life and laundry.
Yeah. Tomorrow I'll tell you about my my excursion with Costco Kirkland organic peanut butter and my little oil problem on my brand new golf trip. But go ahead.
She alleges that she didn't want to come out and she didn't want my mom to walk by the bedroom and see the comforter was off and something was wrong.
Yeah.
So she waited for my mom to leave the house.
Poor thing, living like a scared rat.
I said to her, okay, just what are you going to do? She goes, well, I'm just going to wash it. And I said, make sure you read the little label on the comforter because if you wash it, it might ruin it.
The care instructions.
See, when I think comforter, I immediately think washing machine challenged. I mean, you put it in there, but you're asking that washing machine to do a lot of work.
It's big, huge.
Bulky, heavy
you
thing.
Know this.
Yes.
But does Shannon know this?
Ooh. I would think if you just threw a comforter into the washing machine by itself, that would be easy peasy below Bolivia easy. You know?
I arrive at home around 2:30 p.m. and I am in a rush because I have to get to meet with my group at College Park.
Right, your cohorts.
And I walk right into the laundry room.
You have to circle back with them.
She had left.
But it turned out amazing.
Shannon had just left and said, can you put the comforter into the dryer? And I said, sure, I'm on my way back. You're heading out of town. Just give me more work. No, why not, right?
Did you see the washer going on both sides?
When I walked in, there was...
Bododome.
Then an inch of water in the actual laundry room.
Oh, standing water on the
standing
floor.
Standing water.
Ooh, is the laundry room...
Standing water.
Laundry room in the basement?
No.
Oh, no. So there is a place where the water can go. It's just not there yet.
Yes. And have you ever seen drywall when it's soaking wet?
Oh, it's no longer dry.
It's wet wall.
Yeah.
Wait,
yes.
Well, so what? She put the thing in the washer and then she skated?
She rolled out.
Oh, no. She probably, was it just the comforter in the washer?
It was just the comforter. It's not a big washer, though, Mike.
It's not a big washer.
It's How about the volume.
Is it one you estimate? Did you bring it from the old country?
No, but I think it's circa 93.
Okay.
Probably.
Did you hear what Pony said? That's a washboard.
Oh, my fault.
That's a washboard.
There's no
stream.
There's no rivers in Olney.
The stream's too far. It's just not convenient.
How old would you estimate the washer in your mom's house?
I would say high school, 96, when I graduated.
So 20 years.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So it's a 20-year-old washer.
Still kicking, Mike, though. My mom won't get a new one.
You know, that is an appliance. In my time on this earth, I have found that is an appliance that is usually in need of updating.
We've replaced stars. I think it's usually about two washers to the dryer. I think the dryer will outlast it by the twofold. Yeah.
Well, they did math and Shannon didn't. Because when I arrived, there was water everywhere and I had to go into action. 2 hours later, the water was sopped up. I had basically destroyed my mom's laundry room because I was in a hurry to make sure. I thought there was a leak. I didn't know what
was going on.
Was
the wet drywall down below?
I checked it afterwards, and there was a little spot there. And I said, well, that's going to be mold in about 2 years. Mm-hmm. Will
your mom notice it, do you think?
Well, my mom noticed because as I was cleaning up, she walked through the door.
Happy days. Oh, happy days.
And then she started asking me about questions about my wonderful fiancé. About questions about
is she her, simple?
Her being is she ill?
Oh no!
She
no.
doesn't eat my food.
Oh no!
Do you? Is everything okay? How come she didn't know about the washer? She said, I even know about this washer, and I've never done this. And
Shannon's not a big communicator, is she, with your mom? I mean, she's not a big talker.
She's quiet.
She's quiet. Yeah. I said, Mom, I know you're upset, and I know we've ruined your home in not less than 48 hours since we've moved back in. So,
But those of us that know her can recognize her cries for help. Yeah. Go ahead, Oscar.
It's mostly the eyes, don't you think?
It's the eyes. Yeah, those plaintive eyes that just kind of look like.
I said,
I'm suffering.
About every, I mean, it's not uncommon about every 5 days. She just sends me a picture of herself holding today's newspaper. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that means. But
did you ever research it further, whether she was communicating with you at that party in Morse code by blinking?
I think she was, as a matter of fact.
Just checking.
I just don't know the code.
I defended her. I said, Mom, I know you're upset. Let me take care of this. I have to go to school, but I'm going to do everything I can to get this right before I leave, right? Mm-hmm. I text my my cohort mates, and I say, I'm going to be an hour late.
Your cohort mates?
Yes. Our cohorts. And,
you could just say cohorts.
My cohort mate friend classmate so, people.
I text my classmate people, and I say, hey, I'm going to be an hour late. Got an emergency at my mom's. And...
So I'm assuming you're in a pretty good mood at this point.
I'm not in the greatest mood.
Sounds like a pretty good Monday.
But my mom made everything better when she said, what's going on here? I thought you were going to marry a woman, not a little girl.
Damn.
And that's the same thing you had said like not a week ago.
Yes.
Oh my God. Where you get it from.
I got it from her.
A woman who could take the washing machine on her back and take the comforter and scrub it in the sewer gutter and wash it with soap.
And I looked at my mom and I said, I asked that very same question not four days ago.
Now you're communicating. Now you're bonding over your disdain
the
for
schtick.
Your betrothed.
And I said, look, I'll talk to her tonight. I know she knows how to use a washer. She was probably scared. She knew this was new. And I said, she shouldn't feel that way. We have to communicate with her a little better, right? Mm. So,
were you both at home, you and your mom, when she got home?
No, because I was working and I wasn't.
And so, did Shannon have to walk in while your mother was
home? So, Shannon walked in and I gave her a heads up. I said, my mom might be a little pissed. All you have to do is walk up to her doorway and knock on the door and ask if you can come in and apologize, and she'll be just fine.
This poor woman.
So Shannon walks in and Mrs. Santana says, you'll pardon the absence of light.
I think we had a problem with the washing machine, Mr. Hobbs. We had an agreement. You would not put the comforter in the washing machine. Prevarication.
So she's got a
canard.
This sounds worse than it is.
But maybe to you it sounds worse than. But I'm picturing your fiance, your fiance, who's driving along, and just the joy that she knows that she's going to have to walk into that house and go up to see the Queen Mother.
Yes.
And walk in with that, and that had to be a little different. You got.
I wasn't there, Mike. All I know is that I got a call after she greeted my mom. And I said, how'd it go? And she said, she didn't talk to me. And I said, well, what do you mean she didn't talk to you? Maybe she was watching Dos Mujeres Un Camino. Like, is there like a...
what is that?
Is there a telenovela on?
Oh, it's a telenovela.
Like, a story. Yeah. Maybe she just didn't hear you. She goes, no. She looked at me and then looked away. And I said, that's just mom.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Mom being mom. Did Shannon like knock on the door and greet her or anything like that? And then she literally, this is like not speaking,
This is 10:30 p.m. after Primer Impacto and everything else. So she was probably just checking out some football.
Wow.
And I said, she might still be a little upset. Maybe she went to the basement and saw the damage in the basement.
Oh,
because I hadn't told my mom about that, right? I was trying to keep that from my mother. I was like,
sure,
I'll have to fix this a little later.
So she freezes out your fiance.
She's frozen out. This morning, Shannon got up with me. And she's there with her laptop and her Cheerios or whatever she eats. And my mom came down as she was leaving to slay the dragon, and she said goodbye to me. And she said, she kind of said bye to Shannon, but not really bye. And she left. She's still pissed.
Wow.
She's pissed off about the incident with the washing machine. I so feel for your feelings.
I do too.
Stranger in a strange land.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
I mean, it's just.
It's America. What do you mean?
You're talking about your house. That's what she's dealing with. I think what
my mom's really upset about is that she didn't have the common sense to see that the washer was from 1992 and the comforter was from 2016. And those things don't match up. Now,
if you see a tag, did she look at the, did the subject of the instruction tag on the comforter ever come up?
It's a dry clean only. I read it.
Did it really?
Oh, yeah. No.
Did it really?
And it's not, look, it's not her fault.
Now it's not her fault.
See, now Rob and I are coming over to your side a little bit, your mom's side a little bit.
Yeah.
Dry clean only.
Did you really, Oscar, were you just telling a story, or did you really tell her to check the care tag as you were leaving?
I do that because I know her. God bless her. She's in a hurry sometimes, and she does... There are certain things, the shirts I can't wear anymore, right?
So I'm thinking there are two things at play here. The dry clean only doesn't have all that much to do with this, with breaking the washing machine as much as destroying the comforter itself, I would imagine, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, she probably picked it up on a QVC deal. Who knows, right? A package arrives at the house.
But still.
Do you think she's more pissed about the washing machine or more pissed about the comforter?
I think she's upset. That
the comforter that by now is the size of a hand towel.
Exactly.
I think she is upset that when we're a guest in someone's house, and even when we're on vacation, I'm the one that's always saying, "Get up, we gotta go, get dressed. Everybody's getting up.
All right,
we gotta
move." See, now you're kind of coming on.
I think that's a valid point.
That is a very valid point.
She thinks that
my lovely bride to be. May not have enough Duracells in her. So.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Can I say this?
And this is, I've lived a little of this. I have lived a little of this. And this was not my mom and dad would not say it. Mm-hmm. But like when I would have friends or girlfriends or anybody that would be around, you know, everybody's probably done this where you've had guests come and visit and they chill out and they roll at their own time.
Exactly.
And, you know, and it's just not done. You get up with everybody in the house and you try to pitch in a little bit.
Yeah.
It's sort of community living.
There's sort of three classifications. There's those that are motivated and help advance the cause. There are those that are sort of moderately motivated but don't hinder anybody. And that's okay. As long as you stay out of the way. But then there are those that, like, as breakfast is winding up, plant themselves on the couch. And they work against the community. I will not mention names, but
I will say when we have had guests in the house, perhaps friends of daughters who have come by, and when Mike O'Mara says something along the lines of, "Is there anything else I can get you?" that normally would be indicative of, and by the way, my wife is phenomenal about it because now she puts it doesn't matter. The rules are established now, and we don't have that problem because they know going in that that's the way it's going to be.
These are the
rules. Kind of what Oscar's trying to do.
Yes.
And we don't want to mention any names, but who's that guy that produces the Tony Perkins show?
Yes, Rofo.
Yeah. Oh, Rofo. That's him. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Rofo sitting out on, and Oscar are in there doing dishes, and Rofo's out playing with his friggin' hookah.
Hookah.
Right, exactly.
Mike, everybody grows up. I think Rofo's
Sloth
growing up a little bit.
Says what?
Mike, it's a deadly sin.
Exactly. But we got to wrap this up. So,
it's okay.
Where does it stand right
so
now?
So I'm getting a new pack of batteries, Mike, and we're going to see how they work. I'm going to give her a game plan on how to get back in my mom's good graces. And
how is she feeling, more importantly? How is she feeling?
My mom, she's great.
No, your fiance, for God's sake. That's who I care about. How is she feeling?
Mike, as I left this morning at 6:15 so we could make sure that we have all the right paperwork for the home, she looked at me and I looked at her and I said, "Well, I've got the worst job today. I have to drive into the heart of the city at 6:15. So you enjoy your day, clean up what you can clean up, deal with my mom, and we'll be okay. We'll talk later."
So was it a little tense when you left?
It was really tense. There was no kiss goodbye.
I could tell when he walked in.
Yeah, there was a little bit of that. Will there be some sort of grand gesture? on your fiance's part to get your mom to love
that? I'm sure, and I think she can. It's just going to take a few months. We'll be okay.
It's a great question, though. Do you think she's up to the grand gesture, do you think?
Well,
do you think?
Mike, as I was driving here, I said I have to give her a game plan. And really what it is a PIP, a performance improvement project.
It's a PIP, Mike.
There's another MBA term. Yes. There
and you
go.
See, and me being from the 1930s, I thought right. He said it's a PIP. I thought it's going to be, oh, it's a lark.
So,
it's a fun thing.
Performance
well, being from the 1970s, I thought it was a black background set. We'll take a break, and let's get an update. I want an update on this tomorrow,
on the PIP,
please.
Mike.
On the PIP. Want to see what's going on. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, Mrs. Zabaya.
Here's a look at the latest forecast for the Moore Broadcasting region. We've got nothing but sunshine out there, but don't get happy. Rain showers will arrive anytime now. Silver linings do appear on Cake and Cookies. Stars will shine overnight on the Tony Perkins Show. Rob and Joe will make you laugh with some passing winds. Tech 411 will stumble in with some highs and lows with the technology front in the morning. Get more updates from the Moore Broadcasting Weather Center and Omericast every Monday. Download it today from the TMOS app.
Marcus, good to have you back. Love those promos. Keep
good
them
stuff.
Coming. Fantastic. Good job, Marcus Serta. All the way up in Burlington, Vermont. We love him. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sherry's Berries. Hey, Mother's Day this weekend, only 5 days away. Only one woman like your mom. You need a great way to show your mom how much you appreciate her. Hey, Shannon, why don't you pick up some Sherry's Berries? Go online right now. And
that's
go to
a berries. Great gesture. A grand gesture.
Berries.com. And here's the TMOS exclusive. You go to berries.com, click on the microphone in the top right, and type in TMOS. I asked this for Pro Flowers. I'll ask it for Sherry's Berries as well. I'd love you to let me know if you're getting your mom some Sherry's Berries.
Shannon, let's double the berries.
Double them, yes. Fresh, juicy berries as big as your head, dipped in milk, white, and dark chocolatey goodness, topped with nuts, chocolate chips, and the signature Sherry's Berry Swizzle.
Ooh, boy, that's good swizzle.
Just pick a delivery date and you're done. You can get them starting at just $19.99. And for $10 more, we love to tell you, doppel
them berries.
Doppel the berries. Here's the only way to get this amazing deal. For the strawberries starting at $19.99, freshly dipped, or double your berries for just $10 more. An exclusive offer for our listeners when you use the TMOS code. Go to berries.com, click the microphone at the top right, and type in TMOS. That's BERRIES.com. And click the microphone and TMOS, and you are done. This is a limited time offer, and Mother's Day is this Sunday, people. So get her done and make sure you order right now.
News.
Boo. Kate Upton is off the market.
Boo.
What?
She showed off her engagement ring on the red carpet of the Met Gala last night.
Ah.
The lucky guy is Detroit Tigers pitcher Justin Verlander. They've been an item for quite some time. They have been together 3 years, and he locked it down just before the baseball season started. Kate told reporters, "I'm going to bed to eat regular Coke and eat Cheetos." No, she did not say that. I'm sorry. I watched Misery. I watched...
So messed up.
I watched Misery last night, and that's what Annie Wilkes... That's what Annie Wilkes is eating in bed. Cheetos and like a full-size liter of regular
movie
Coke.
Movie holds up, she, doesn't it?
She's watching Love Connection. That is a masterpiece. You know what I love when you watch a movie that you haven't seen in a while?
Yeah.
The comedy elements of that were so spectacular with
yes.
James Caan.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. It's amazing that movie's that old. But she told reporters, "We've been keeping it on the down low for quite a while, so I'm excited to finally be able to share it with the world." She's only 23 and he is 33, and we wish them the very, very best of luck.
Mike, she doesn't seem like a dream killer. She's a good egg.
Yeah.
I think she's going to be
three
a good
years.
Egg. Yeah.
3 years?
Is that what you give it?
That'll
three
be
years?
About 3 years. And the last year will be sort of spectacularly unhappy. It'll have so? To do with a washing machine.
3 years when she looks like Adele.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's terrible.
God.
That's hit the alarm. I get the alarm.
No, no,
I get the alarm.
I think it did okay.
Sorry about that. Here's something really interesting that I found today, and I was fascinated by this, even though I thought I want to move on from the Prince thing, but then, you know, like so many icons, the stories keep coming.
I need to know
Sinead
more.
O'Connor has a big lead for investigators into Prince's death. She says they should hit up They should hit up his sort of famous drug dealer.
Oh, my what? Goodness.
Now, I preface all this by saying Sinead O'Connor has said some very out there controversial things that have not necessarily been based in fact.
Even about the Pope?
Yeah, she's a nutcase to begin with.
In a Facebook post, she said, quote, two words for the DEA investigating where Prince got his drugs over the decades. Arsenio Hall.
Wow. Because, you know, Arsenio had some exclusive interviews with him.
I did not
know that. A.K.A. Prince and Eddie Murphy's bitch.
Oh, no.
This is the quote goes Sinead. On. I'm just quoting her. Anyone imagining Prince was not a longtime hard drug user is living in a cloud cuckoo land. Arsenio, I've reported you to the Carver County Sheriff's Office. Expect their call. They are aware you spiked me years ago at Eddie Murphy's house. You best get tidying your man cave. Arsenio's rep responded a few hours later, quote, the statement regarding Arsenio Hall is absolutely false, ridiculous, and absurd. Eddie hasn't commented. Now, Sinead isn't the most reliable source on anything, but when it comes to providing an interesting quote on Facebook, nothing compares to you.
Nice.
So that's interesting right there. I mean,
very, very cool.
Because you know what? The one thing that rings true is, you know, Arsenio Hall was whatever he was, but didn't he seem to have exclusive access
to much fame?
A lot of big stars that he probably didn't earn.
For what he did.
Yeah, he wasn't that good.
I never would put that on Arsenio, kind of interesting.
Who wants Coke?
Stay tuned.
How's your hip?
It was that era. Space Jam 2 with LeBron James is happening. I'm so excited. There's no word when it'll hit theaters, but it's going to be directed by Justin Lin, who did three of the Fast and Furious movies and the upcoming Star Trek Beyond. It's hard to believe, but the original Space Jam is 20 years old.
Now, will this have cartoon characters in it again?
I don't know. It was released in 96 and had Michael Jordan teaming up with Bugs Bunny and the other Looney Tunes to take on a team of aliens. LeBron made his movie debut in Trainwreck last year, playing himself. He's also played himself on episodes of Entourage, SpongeBob SquarePants, and Teen Titans Go. I don't know that one.
I didn't think Space Jam was that great to begin with.
No, it wasn't. And, you know, Robert watched it recently because he's into basketball.
Yeah.
And even a kid walked away from it. So, you know?
Yeah, not that much. People on The Biggest Loser, one of Carla's favorite shows, drop massive amounts of weight, but not all of them can keep it off. Mm. I've heard this story before.
Yeah.
Now we know why. Apparently, going through the show's intense regimen of dieting and exercise seriously messes with your body. A study was recently done on contestants from season 8. 6 years after it ended, and it showed that their resting metabolism, meaning the number of calories they burn while at rest, was drastically reduced.
Wow.
Reduced. 6 years later. Reduced.
Wow.
This is interesting. In a sense, their bodies are actually fighting to regain the weight. They're burning so few calories, they can't eat little enough to maintain. I don't get it, man.
Is that really possible?
Diet and nutrition, I don't know. This could be... It's very strange.
Vast weight loss often involves tricking your body because your body...
Right.
You
That's
know,
the
you,
whole ketosis thing with like Atkins,
if
right?
If you go back to caveman days, if you start losing a lot of weight, your body is going to try to shut that down to preserve yourself. So, I don't get it.
I'll be honest with you. I don't get it. I don't understand.
I don't either.
Well, no. I mean, I was down ridiculously today. And I just don't understand. The only thing I can tell you is, I'll talk about it on the show. We're having a big water battle
battle?
I only drink what I hate regular water.
It stinks.
I have to have some type of flavor to it. So, I mean, just a minuscule amount of some of those little Mio drops in my water, we're having the battle royale over it. But I drank a ton of it because of that last night.
This water I have right now, this is a depressing bottle of water, but that's all I could get.
Yeah.
Right?
Right, right.
I
have to have something in there.
You know what's really good in water, Mike, is a splash of Crown.
Yeah, Crown Royal. Here it goes. Danny Cahill won season 8 by dropping from 430 pounds to 191.
Wow.
Now he is back up to 295 pounds. He says, quote, all my friends were drinking beer and not gaining massive amounts of weight. The moment I started drinking beer, there goes another 20 pounds. I said, this is not right. Something is wrong with my body. And season 5 winner Allie Vincent recently posted about gaining almost all her weight back. I think it's inexact science, and I think
it's unfair to think they can keep the weight off, though, because they have all those resources when they're on the farm.
Exactly.
So they have the resources when they're on the farm, and also I think that just like people that are fat, there are certain people that deserve to be fat and certain people that don't. I believe that with all of my fiber. And in order to lose it, you have to be dramatic. It has to be all-encompassing.
Yeah.
If you want to lose it fast. Mm. But losing it fast doesn't work. I really don't believe it does. That's
gotta
just
be steady.
My opinion. And but I'll tell you, I Rob, you've probably experienced the same thing when you're losing weight. You'll have a day where you can't run into the bathroom fast enough because you know
right.
how regimented you've been and how great, and you look and you're up. And then you have days where you come off a weekend where you were a complete a-hole,
right.
and you're like, okay, I'm going to pay the piper, and you stand on and your weight's actually down. Mm. It's very difficult to
And then you
it
can
out.
Stick to a prescribed plan that works for everybody. You'll plateau for 10 days.
Right,
and you just
right.
don't understand why.
I will tell you this, and this is just a, you know, water, water, water. I was listening to an interview, I think, with J-Lo talking about how much water she drinks during a given day.
Mm.
I think water is, and, you know, Carla and I will debate the whole flavored water. She doesn't like the crap that's in there. But I will tell you that the more water I drink, the more weight I lose. And religiously, you're just flushing all the crap out of your
and
body.
And hydration is important. You feel better when you're hydrated.
Absolutely. You feel 100% better. Everyone has Facebook friends who say obnoxious things, whether it's uninformed political crap, unfunny jokes, or offensive memes. They're always there polluting your feed, but you don't unfriend them. You ever wonder why?
Why?
A new study says it's because we're all secretly 12 years old inside, and we don't unfriend them because they're the most popular people in real life.
Ah.
The researchers say the people who post the most obnoxious stuff on Facebook are usually the ones who are cool in real life, and we don't want to seem uncool by separating ourselves from them. Well,
yeah, Trip
I say... That ends today. Let me just do this.
Well, yeah. You gonna unfriend somebody? Cool guy?
I'm done right now. Done.
Who was
so
it?
So long, Don O'Brien. All right, very good. And now a little something.
Because he's cool.
Yeah. 20-year-old Ruben Cruz works at a furniture store warehouse in Woodridge, Illinois, and he had a meeting with his bosses last week where they told him they were going to cut his vacation days because he'd been missing too much work. Naturally, Ruben was really upset, and apparently his plan to relieve the tension was to light a piece of paper on fire. Ooh.
Shocking.
Well, he did. The fire spread,
oh.
and the entire warehouse went up in flames, and more than 100 firefighters had to come put it out.
Not okay.
Oh, Ruben.
Everyone who was there managed to make it out safely, but the building and everything inside was destroyed. At the end of the day, Ruben did a total of $70 million in damage.
What?
No.
Yeah. Oh,
he is now facing up to 20 years in federal prison for arson. That's what
Ruben.
Happened to Ruben. Note to self, we are going to keep the matches away from Pony Boy. So we'll take a break and come back with more fun with the Audio Vault. Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
And I'm Gary Stein.
This week's episode of the show is our live stage show at the DC Improv, sold out, and boy, did hilarity ensue.
Hilarity and hijinks.
It was great. Gary told an embarrassing story about a time that I passed out, and we gave out some great prizes and had a lot of laughs with some special guests.
Absolutely.
Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
I'm not going to say buy a t-shirt.
Okay.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Thank you, Gary. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Tracker. We all live in an area of an era, not an area. We live in an era of smart cars, smart phones, smart homes. Technology's made everything smart, but we still lose stuff.
Yep.
I lose stuff all the time. I have had two experiences in the last week where I didn't know where my keys were, and I used the brand new Tracker to find my keys.
Cool.
And also my phone going in the opposite direction. What is Tracker? It is Oscar's showing you a picture of it right now. It's a coin-sized device that locates misplaced keys, wallets, bags, computers, anything in seconds. All you do is pair Tracker to your smartphone, you attach it to anything, and you can find its precise location. What they have is something called Crowd GPS. That's a Crowd GPS network of 1.5 million devices that help you find your lost item. It'll show up wherever you lose it. It's absolutely amazing, and it's very cutting edge. Never lose anything again thanks to Tracker. TMOS listeners get a special 30% discount off their entire order. Just go to thetracker.com and enter the promo code TMOS. That's T-H-E, tracker.com. The hardest thing you'll ever have to find is their website. Go to thetracker.com right now. The hardest thing you'll ever have to do is read that copy point.
You got it.
Go to thetracker.com right now and use the code TMOS for 30% off. I love this device. That's thetracker.com, code TMOS. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Tuesday, May 3rd, 2016. Rob Spiewak.
Mike, you said it earlier, but it merits repeating. There is only 5 days till Mother's Day.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday
is Mother's Day.
Families from around the country celebrate Mom.
Don't miss the homemade breakfast by kids.
The spilling.
The burnt pancakes.
The undercooked eggs.
Mother's Day.
Sunday.
See moms in restaurants
waiting for a table on the busiest day of the year.
And don't forget about Mother's Day cards drawn by four-year-olds.
Phone calls from grown kids from out of state
asking for money.
And don't miss the dad's worthless attempt at household chores.
Remember to say, I love you.
Mother's Day.
Sunday.
So don't forget. You want to check that out.
Fantastico. I love it.
All right. You do a lot of Florida stories. I got a Jacksonville story for you here, and it requires
the northern part of the state. One of my favorites.
Requires a little bit of a backstory. There's a creep. His name is Jeffrey Polizzi, and he has served some time before. Oh. What he does is he...
Any relation to Snooki?
You know what? No. I don't. Isn't she Polizzo, or is she?
No, I think she's Polizzi.
Well, you know what? I this guy is a creep, so I don't know that he's related to good people like Snooki. So what he does is he secretly records people on his phone and approaches them in retail outlets and asks them questions because his wife isn't there. The one you're about to hear, he was trying to see if a summer dress was going to be too sheer. And what he does is the question.
Snooki, by the way, Rob, is Nicole Polizzi.
Oh, of course. Forgive me. Yes.
Nicole Elizabeth Snooki.
The Snooki
Polizzi.
Quotation marks, right?
Yes, a lot of names.
So he will ask increasingly embarrassing questions of good-looking women.
Okay.
Like, should you wear underwear under it? The questions get worse and worse. So he approaches this woman named Candace Spivey in Target. What he doesn't know is he had already approached her a couple years ago in a grocery store.
Because he's stupid.
Because he's stupid. She recognizes him, and you actually get to hear her pursue him out of the Target. Because she starts taping right away, too. This is pretty great.
I was over there at Ross. She calls them, like, maxi dresses, like those long dresses.
Right.
She told me to make sure it's not too, like, I was going to maybe get, like, a backup here, but she told me to make sure it's not too, like, sheer or clear.
Right. Do you remember running into me in the grocery store? No, hey, where are you going? Come back.
He immediately runs away.
Get this guy. Stop him. Stop this guy. Stop him. Stop that guy. Call the cops. Call the cops on him. Call the cops. Get where he's going. No, you. Follow this. No, you caught you mother. Come here, you piece of. Where are the two kids at, huh? Where are your two babies at?
Whoa.
Keep running, motherfucker!
Oh, good for her.
Wow.
Good for her.
Yeah, keep running!
Now, he does escape that, but the police know who he is, and he has a record. So he's going to have a bad week, I think.
She really doesn't like sheer dresses.
Set it up for me one more time. So he walks up to unsuspecting women
and says,
just engages them in conversation.
Says, I'm thinking of buying this dress for my wife. Do you think it's too sheer? Should she wear underwear under it?
So is he doing this for his own
kink.
Jollies?
Yeah, it's just
it's
his kink.
It's all his
that.
Kink.
Can you play that again, please? I just want to hear that guy get it again. Yeah. That's fantastic.
She calls him like maxi dress.
Listen to him, the way he's talking about
it. Make sure it's not too, like, I was going to maybe get, like, a backup here, but she wanted to make sure it's not too, like, sheer or clear.
Right. Do you remember running into me in the grocery store? No, hey, where are you going? Come back. Hey, get this guy. Stop him. Stop this guy. Stop him. Stop that guy. Call the cops!
Oh,
call the cops!
I'm
on
so
him.
Happy for call the guts of that lady.
Get where he's going! No, you! Follow this! No, you caught you, mother! Come here, you piece of! Where are the
wrong
two kids at?
There.
Huh? Yeah. Where are your two babies at?
He's just running away.
Yeah.
Keep running, mother!
And also.
Good
kudos
for her.
Kudos to the entire
to
the entire city of Jacksonville because no one lifted a finger to try to stop the guy.
Yeah, of course not.
I mean, they made some room for him.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But anyway, I love the fact that she caught this guy and that he will be perhaps visited by the authorities in the near future.
Awesome.
Oh, we are running a bit late, so let's close with this. Mike, new candy bar news.
Okay.
This is very key for people that love candy.
Kit Kat has issued a limited release of a new melon and cheese flavored chocolate bar in Japan. And the slogan for the new melon and cheese bar will be, "Break me off a piece of that. Never mind."
Melon and cheese. Have a great... That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Melon and cheese. Yeah. Jesus. That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show has come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the Mike O'Mara Show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, send it along to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. We might read it on Thursday. Don't forget to take our survey.
Survey.
Just click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It means a lot. And remember, tomorrow is Wide Open Wednesday. We start taping at 9 o'clock Eastern Time, and you can call us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673 on Wide Open Wednesday. I promise you we will take one phone call at least.
At least.
At least
That'll be
one.
An improvement from last Wednesday. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Melons.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.